Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors with The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns. We're glad that you're joining in listening, however you may be listening. This program is offered via subscription, via podcast. Just type in Carolina Outdoors wherever podcasts are heard, as well as those of you waking up early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio. The Carolina Outdoors is here to encourage and educate you to get out and enjoy the things we have in the Carolinas and a little bit beyond. Sometimes there's lights shined on things that many of us never knew about, and very also true. People. There's a people over there. TJ Boggs is on the other side of the glass.
Good morning. I am a people.
And this is Bill Barty. We are glad everyone is here. Who is not here are all the other outdoor guys, including Don Yeager, who is on assignment.
They're all outdoors.
They are all outdoors, but we are at One Julian Price Place making outdoor magic occur. Now, we cannot run from this. If you're listening to us early on a Saturday morning, you have one day before Father's Day. Now, have you ever wondered how Father's Day began?
Yes.
It's one of those things. Many times we maybe have retail cynicism.
Yes.
That's ruined things like
Hallmark invented Father's Day.
All of those sorts of things. Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas.
Yes.
A lot of things have gotten bit by the retail cynicism bug. And that's coming from a guy who hangs his hat at Jesse Brown's,
right.
An outdoor retail establishment right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're all inviting you to come over there and pay us a visit. But anyway, how did it really begin? There are several different storylines, but one of the earliest that stands out the most is a lady named Sonora Smart Dodd, and she was inspired by a church service, a sermon at church service that was wrapped around a Mother's Day story or a Mother's Day sermon. And her mother had passed away during the birth of one of her siblings, and she wanted to celebrate her father.
Ah, okay.
And part of that, by her holding her father in great esteem, she approached the Spokane Ministerial Alliance, and that is out in Spokane, Washington. And the alliance, she requested it to be June 5th, which was her father's birthday. Her father had fought for the Union in the 1st Arkansas Light Artillery during the Civil War. His name was William Jackson Smart. He was very important to his daughter, Sonora Smart Dodd. She requested that June 5th, her father's birthday. The Alliance chose the third Sunday in June instead.
Yeah. You can't make anything easy like that. No.
But anyway, that is where one of the first Father's Day celebrations occurred. It was June 19th, 1910. In Spokane, Washington, which in 1910, Spokane, Washington, was a long way away from the eastern seaboard. It was a long way away from Arkansas, where they had moved from. So that is where the early Father's Day beginnings began, 1916. 6 years after that, Woodrow Wilson sent a telegraph to Spokane praising the Father's Day recognition, as well as William Jennings Bryan was another early admirer. And in 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring that third Sunday of June as Father's Day. So it's a relatively new holiday,
right? Yeah,
so to speak. And in celebrating that with Jesse Browns, we're inviting you to share a picture or even a story on our Facebook page. So you can go to Jesse Browns CLT. That's the Facebook page for Jesse Browns. And if you have an old photo of your dad and you on a fishing trip, or maybe you have a recollection or a story that you'd like to share, just go over to our Facebook page, Jesse Browns, and share that. We'll be glad to take any comments that you have on celebrating your dad, granddad, uncle, or anyone like that of importance that took you on a fishing trip. And it reminds me of fishing some with my dad, some good stories and some not so good stories. One of the good stories is of my dad, who was on the Bow River, which is a fantastic trout stream up outside of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And my dad, you know, he's caught this fish and that fish, but he's not all in on trout fishing and catching any particular size fish or that sort of thing.
But he's just about fishing.
He was just out there doing what the guide really told him. And the guide had a special spot. So he was fishing with somebody, a professional, because my dad's not from Canada, but he had somebody right. there. We were there for a rodeo and the Calgary Stampede. But anyway, the guide took my dad to a special spot. And he said, "Mr. Barty, if you cast it right over by that rock and just let it drift through, there's a fish in there that I've been trying to catch for a while. Maybe we'll catch him." So my dad did just what the guide told him, and that fly drifted right by that rock just like it was supposed to. My dad may say it was skill. Some may say it was luck. But it did exactly what the guide said. And this great big 25-inch cut bow took it, and it was on. And my dad fought it on this fly rod, so he was fishing with a fly rod. He fought it and fought it and fought it and landed it, and he thought, well, that was really cool. Meanwhile, the guide, who'd been after that fish all summer long,
he's mad.
Was upside down. He was celebrating. He thought, that is so wonderful. And my dad was kind of ho-hum about it. In fact, he figured if the guide was that excited about it, maybe he better get excited about it. So he celebrated, and that was a good thing. Which, that is a celebration story, a wonderful story. But there are also the other stories as well. And one of which, I was with my dad, and we were in the Flaming Gorge of Utah along the Green River. And we were fishing from a boat. It was a raft going down these beautiful Red River canyons, rocks on each side. Just a beautiful scene. And we were flowing through there, and I caught a fish. I casted it out in this long drift and let the fly float appropriately.
Right.
And this fish took it, and I fought that fish. It was on a fly rod, too. I fought it and fought it. And as it got a little bit closer to the boat and or the raft and it was getting a little bit tired, we again had a guide who was between us giving us instruction as we floated down this river. And, of course, what you're holding in your hand is the butt of the rod.
Right.
So the guide said, "Stick your butt at that fish." Well, I stuck my butt. I turned around and stuck my butt at the fish. And the guy had his net out and was trying to scoop it up. He very intently was watching the water and the fish, and the fish wasn't getting any closer. So he said, "I said, stick your butt at the fish." And I was sticking my butt at the fish. This is a true story. Finally, the guide looks up because he wonders why the fish isn't getting any closer. And he said, "No, the butt of your rod. Stick it at the fish," which I then did so, and the fish went right into the net. And dare I tell you the pride that my father had in his oldest son that day.
I'm sure.
I think it was non-existent.
That's great.
I need to get some of my fishing stories posted up just like that on the Jesse Brown's Facebook page. We invite you to do the same. Just head over to Facebook. Hey, and if you're under 40, go over to Instagram. We'll take a picture of you and your dad on a fishing trip or a story. Either way, we're glad you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's, available where podcasts are heard and via the airwaves of WBT on an early Saturday morning.